Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully, understand this. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story. You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through. You cannot imagine.
Hallelujah.
testimony to sing this one. Look somebody in the face and say, can't imagine what I'm going through. God did it.
God did it.
God did it. God did it. He brought me out. God in his mercy. That's my story.
It's my story. It's my story. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
can't imagine.
Can't imagine.
Oh, no.
God did it. God did it. God did it.
God did it. Hallelujah. That's my story. Can't nobody tell it like you can tell it because it happened to you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask the Evangelist Ursula if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And Evangelist Renee, or she'll give us a sandwich. Evangelist Ursula.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We praise, worship, and honor you. We acknowledge you right now, God. You don't know my story. Hallelujah, Father. I can tell my story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was born and shaped in iniquity and born in sin. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That you seem fit to save my life. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You delivered me from drugs and alcohol. When I was homeless, you gave me shelter. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God, for everything I went through. Hallelujah. For I wouldn't have the praise on the inside of me like I do, God. I thank you for the good, the bad, and the indifferent, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, for all the days I spent on the street crying out to you, God. I thank you that you sent help. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that no weapon formed against me can prosper today. I thank you when someone planted seed in me. Hallelujah. I continue to seek the word of the Lord, God. You are my directions and my instructions to a successful life, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for every time I was behind the prison gate. Hallelujah. And nobody came to see me, God. God, when I didn't have my mother and my father turn their backs on me, you showed up. Hallelujah, God. Your word, hallelujah, is my living testimony. It's your word, God. Hallelujah. That I fell on my face and cried out to God. It's your word, through your word, that you ministered to me, God. I didn't come up in the church. Hallelujah. I've been exposed to everything in the streets, God. But you see fit, hallelujah, to save my soul, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you picked me up off the curb. Hallelujah. You took me out the Murray Meek and the street side, and you saved my life. Hallelujah. You cleaned me up off of drugs and alcohol, God, and you saved my soul. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God. Somebody said, oh, have a taste of the Lord and see that he's good. He's good all the time, and all the time he's good. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, for our opportunity to praise the Lord. I thank you, God, for another day, Father. I lift up the sick and the shut-in, the homeless, the disabled, God. I pray for the elders and the babies, the ones that shut in, God. I stand in the gap for the mental health, God, the ones that don't even have a clue that all they need to do is call on you, God. I stand in the gap in prayer for our families, friends, and loved ones. I pray, Father, for the ones on the phone line, God. I lift up Pastor Beasley in prayer. Continue, hallelujah, to use him on this line, God. Continue to feed your people through him, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula, for that heartfelt prayer. I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us a word of a sandwich, if she'd be so kind. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Okay. I believe that was Evangelist Renee. I think she said, wait a minute. I think that was what she said. So while we're waiting, I just want to tell everyone that, you know, we're talking about our rights, Christian rights. You have rights as a Christian, just like human rights. There's all kind of rights. There's all kind of rights in this world, and especially in the United States. You, even when you go to the voting poll, you have a right to pick and choose your candidate. You don't have to do what everybody else does. You don't have to. You got rights. You got rights to elect who you want to elect to be in office, or you feel that can do the best job. Even when you go to the hospital, you got rights. They call it the patient's right. And that's what we're talking about today, the rights of a Christian.
Amen. Okay, my first piece of bread will be coming from Revelation 4:11. This is the New Living Translation. You are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased. Amen. And the second piece of bread, we will put. No, I don't want that one. Second place piece of bread will be Michael 6:8 from the New Living Translations. Know, O people, the Lord has told you what is good. And this is what he requires of you to do. What is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Amen.
Amen.
Inside our sandwich, we put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes, we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. The strength of them. Our God is good all the time, and all the time our God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for that nice size sandwich. Truly thank you. And we definitely thank Evangelist Ursula for that heartfelt prayer. Well, brothers and sisters, we're talking about our rights. And you have a right, first of all, because you operate under the new covenant. The new covenant. The old one is gone. Matter of fact, I read something the other day that the Lord just really opened my eyes to. As a part of a new covenant, we don't even have an old. Because the old had passed away. We're not even part of old. We're the new.
All right.
The old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We don't even have nothing to reference to. Our old is gone. All we're dealing with is new stuff. And we have a new covenant. Hallelujah. Not made by hand, but eternally unto the glory. And that's where you're going to find some of our rights. Our responsibility. First of all, in the book of Hebrews, Somebody said Hebrews. But anyway, it's Hebrews 8 and 6, verse 10 as well. So we're going to do Hebrews 8, verses 6 and verses, verses 10. I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll read that.
Hebrews 6 to 10?
No, 8. 8 and 6.
8.
Yeah, and then read verse 6 and then verses 10.
Read Hebrews 8, 6.
Correct.
Okay. And then... But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on a better promise. For if the first covenant had been faultless, there no place would have been sought for a second. That's 7. 8, 6, and 7. Amen.
Yeah, and then read through 10, verses 10.
Amen. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. And good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
All right, Hebrews 8, 6 through 10, from the Message Bible. But Jesus' priestly work far surpasses what these other priests do, since he's working from a far better plan. If the first plan, the old covenant, had worked, wouldn't have been needed. But we know the first was found wanting because God said, heads up, the days are coming when I'll set up a new plan for dealing with Israel and Judah. I'll throw out the old plan I set up with their ancestors when I led them by the hand out of Egypt. They didn't keep their part of the bargain, so I looked away and let it go. This new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. I'll be their God. They'll be my people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a better covenant. I'm not going to do a whole lot of covenant talk today, but I do want to say that the pattern by the tabernacle by Moses was given by God. It was a pattern of the spiritual or the reality of the new covenant that were to come. So what Moses saw, it came to fruition when Christ was resurrected. So he became superior to all of that. And when you really check the scripture, especially these passages, there's all kind of quotation from Jeremiah 31 through 34. There's all kinds of comparison to the new covenant with the old, and I could give you a lot of contrast, but we won't do that today because I'm going to get to a point. And that point is that the new is better than the old. And you let mm-hmm. you do your research. But your new covenant is better than the old. And
amen.
The way the covenant works, the new covenant, it have grace to it. It have grace with it. It's an additive. I don't know if any of you all are past 65, but anyway, maybe past 62. What they're doing is that they're offering all kinds of free benefits now. You got all kinds of rights. You got a right to get some of your money back. You got a right to get doctor's care without any money. You got a right. There's all kinds of rights out there for you, and it's your right, but it's your responsibility to go get it.
Amen.
And it's your responsibility to check the resources, because everybody is not trying to get your money back. Everybody's not trying to give you good eye care and dental care. They'll tell you, oh, Medicare advanced plan. Listen, brothers and sisters, do your homework. Make sure you're under the right plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it is in the Christian walk. Make sure you're under the new covenant. You're operating under the new covenant. The new covenant is Christ's offer to forgive our sin and brought us to God through his sacrifice. You're in the presence of God right now, where before that was impossible. So this covenant is new and it exists right now. It goes beyond Israel and Judah to include all generation. It includes all religion or any religion. Anybody that wanted to become part of this could be part of it. See, if you recall, mm-hmm. under the old Jewish system, and this will blow your mind, Jesus wasn't even supposed to be the priest.
Mm.
Yeah, under the old Jewish system, and I can argue that with you, under the old Jewish system, Jesus couldn't even be the priest. Why? Because the priests were chosen only from the tribe of Levi, and sacrifice was only offered daily on the altar, forgiveness of sin.
All right.
Yeah. When you read Hebrews 7, 12 through 14, you'll see this system. The system would not have allowed Jesus to be priest because he was from the tribe of Judah. Think about that, will you? Yeah, you wouldn't even be saved. If
all
we
right.
operated really under the old covenant, let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, we ought to all be thankful right now. I'm serious. How remarkable.
Yeah.
God designed this so that man could not get the credit. Because, you know, man, he don't try to get the credit for getting you saved. Oh, I'm the one listening to the Lord. I did this and I did that. One of the greatest things I heard this week was Evangelist Ursula was telling me how she had ministered to this lady. And this lady, she wanted to follow her and do things for. Well, that's how what happens when a person's spirit come alive and you bless them. But let me tell you, the greatest thing that she shared with me was that she told the people, no, never mind, give God the glory, give God the praise. It wasn't me. It was all about God. Listen, brothers and sisters, you got to recognize it's all about God. Yeah, and then to do this, she could easily say, well, go to this church, go to that building, do this. But no, she went like God told her to do. Go ye therefore. Listen, church, you better be about God's business. You better go. There's a lot of people hurting out there. You ain't got to take no two coats with you, two clothes. Matter of fact, you don't even need to take a meal with you. Just go.
All right now.
Well, I don't know where to go. Go to Kroger's. Go to the Goodwill. Wherever you're going, go, but have another purpose. And that purpose is to seek and save those that are lost, to mend broken hearts, to set the captives free. That's your purpose. Mm-hmm. It won't change. It don't change. It's not going to change because you operate in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
So I could point out a lot of similarity between the old and the new, but that's not what I want to do today. I want to take you to show you that you have rights, man. You have rights. These rights was afforded to you by Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing you got to get straight is that you're not sin conscious. Remember over in John 1:29, I'll have her to read this. In St. John 1:29, I want you to read this. See, you got to get rid of that sin conscience because that keeps you from doing stuff. Well, I'm not worthy of this. I mean, you'll never operate as a resurrected person. You're part of a resurrection. You've been risen with Christ. You're into this new, not millennium, but you're in this new way. You're in the new covenant. You're operating under his new orders. Your order comes straight from Christ. Straight from God. No, you don't need no bishop. You don't need no apostle. You don't need no pastor. You get your orders from God himself. That's your right.
Hallelujah.
That's what Colossians 3:1 says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things above and not the things beneath. So if you're seeking above, you can bypass all this stuff here. You get your answer straight from God. See, I want you to know the truth, brother and sister. I want you to know the truth.
Hallelujah.
But in the Gospel of St. John 1:29, could you please read that as one of your rites?
Hallelujah. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. This is he whom I fear. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. John
1:29. Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible, the very next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and yelled out, here he is, God's Passover lamb. He forgives the sins of the world. This is the man I've been talking about. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, a lamb was 4 foot, they had 4 feet, 4 feet. Here's a man. John excited about a man whose shoes he wasn't worthy to unlace. And them people looking at him like he crazy because they had no idea that they were looking at the New Testament. Listen, brother, Jesus took away the sins of the world. Now, you can keep on playing with it and play sin and all that. But there is no sin. Now, I know this is going to blow some folks' mind, but I promise you, if you're sin conscious, it's because you're still under the domain of Satan. You're operating under the God of this world. But John said, behold, the Lamb of God who come and take away the sin of the world. You don't believe he took it? He took it. He took
Thank
it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't care what these folks doing. Don't have nothing to do with what Jesus did.
Hallelujah.
They're sin conscious, and they are not righteous conscious. If they become righteous conscious, 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us.
Amen.
Remember what 2 Timothy 1:10 said? Jesus Christ, who have abolished death, he took care of death and have brought life, immorality to light through the gospel. Got to have this knowledge.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And
this is nothing you sell nobody. I'm not trying to sell you on no idea. I'm telling you facts. I'm telling you your right. You got a right to the tree of life. That's your right. And it's your responsibility to get it. And it's your responsibility to get in that word every day, study to show yourself approved. It's your right.
Yes. Yes.
Matter of
fact,
if you didn't know, the Bible says you've been justified by faith. Freely through his grace.
Thank
That's
you.
What grace did for you. That's what the Old Thank Testament you. Couldn't do. Folks still want to try to live under the Old Testament. And to me, that is just so ignorant. That is really ignorant, brothers and sisters. You want to do part of it, but you don't want to do all of it. Find your lamb and run it up there. Because that's what they used to do. They would take the blood of a lamb or ox or the ashes of a heifer. I mean, they take that stuff to take care of their sin. And their sin would be covered for 1 year. So either you're going to live the whole thing or don't live it at all. How about knowing your rights? Your right is you don't have to go. You don't have to go. Jesus told that woman at the well over there in John 4, neither in this place nor in Jerusalem. God looking for true worshipers. True worshipers. Not any kind of worshipers. Not building worshipers. Not worshipers of congregation. Now, God looking for true worshipers. Well, what are the true worshipers? I'm glad you asked. A true worshiper is someone who worships in spirit and in truth. Brother, let me tell you, it's your right to worship God in spirit and truth. The Bible says you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. You're being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You act like this forgiveness ain't in Christ. Why did Christ die? It would be pointless. To me, it's pointless. If you can't see that you have it, well, the problem is people don't want to claim it. You claim all this other stuff. Claim your redemption. It's yours.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just believing God. Well, no, you got to believe the word of God. It's not good enough just to believe God. Everybody believes God. The Bible said the devil believed God, but here's what he won't do. He won't operate on the word of God. The devil can't do that. If he knew he was crucifying the Son of Glory, he never did it.
Amen.
See, the purpose of the law, brothers and sisters, is by the deeds of the law. There shall be no flesh justified in his sight now. But for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Well, okay, that's what sin, that's what the law does. It makes you aware of what sin is. But listen, Jesus took us the sin problem. We need to get on righteous problem. That's what we got to be about now. We got to be learning more and more about righteousness. You need to know that God created you in Christ Jesus, not in Jesus, but in Christ Jesus. For a good work to obtain, and he ordained it too, that we should walk in them. We should walk in his righteousness. His righteousness. Not our righteousness, but his righteousness.
Amen.
It is God's life imparted in us, produced things. I told the preacher this morning, he didn't like it. I said, Doc, we got to preach the resurrection. Oh, I tell people about Christ. I said, nope, you missed it. I ain't talking about Christ. I'm talking about us. We've been resurrected. If you've been dead, you haven't crucified the flesh. But the Bible says in Colossians 3, if you be risen, if you've been risen with Christ, seek those things above and not the things beneath and not the things on this earth. Go read it there. Matter of fact, I read it this morning as the headline. If you be risen, here's what you want to do. Here's your right. Your right is to seek those things above and not the things beneath. And not the things beneath. Stop trying to get your news from the local newspaper, from this preacher, that preacher. Seek those things above where Christ is.
Amen. Amen.
Anyway, I've been over a little bit, but it's all good. Anyone have any comments? Anything you want to say on the scripture? Bless God. I just want you to know your rights, brothers and sisters. You need to know your rights. Okay, you got rights. And one of them is under the new covenant. and not the old. Your rights is not under the old covenant. Stop trying to live mm-hmm. under it.
That's right. Amen. So in Isaiah 3 and verse 19, and it reads, behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make the way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Say it. Yeah. That's this new thing he does. And let me tell you what. He put it in your heart. Not in your head. In your heart. And I'm not talking about that 4-inch muscle in your chest. I'm talking about the hidden man of the heart, which is your spirit man. That's where he put it at. You don't need pencil or paper. Woo! Preach, preacher. Trying to do the best I can. You don't need pencil or paper. The Holy Ghost is in you. He's going to tell you which way to go, how to do. Let me tell you what. This is the only thing I know. You can be blind and still be saved. You don't have to have a blind and still be saved.
Say that.
You can operate in this righteousness and you don't even have to walk.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, you can operate in this stuff, and you don't have to spend one dime.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you can operate in God's righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? God will deliver you for free. Some people think maybe because you're going to church and you got saved. Listen to my brothers. That's just the beginning of things. God wants you into his total righteousness. And I can really blow your mind today. I think I might go and put this on you anyway. God expects you to act like him.
Mm, thank you, Lord.
Now,
thank
he
you,
expects
Lord.
You to act like him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go figure.
Anybody
else? Yeah, wait, that let his mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That's your right. That's your right to operate like Christ, man.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, you don't mess with me today. I throw some stuff on you and your way. You'll be, I didn't know. Yeah, that's for you. You to act like Christ in every situation.
Yes.
That's part of your Christian right. Like I can tell you, if patients have rights and voters have rights, and you got rights.
Thank you.
You got to exercise them like the children did the other day. They took a video. That blew my mind. They took a video, and they showed it to the whole world what their school looked like, how bad the toilets were, how bad. They shut them down. The government reached and took all their money. And they said, y'all got to acknowledge these children, right? They got a right to go to school in a healthy environment. That's their right. Can't take that from them.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy continue to steal your rights because you think you're your rights. No, get in the Word of God and seek those things above. Because if you're trying to seek your rights on heaven, on earth, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Something else. Hey, man, I'll see you guys Sunday for the review. And meanwhile, keep meeting.